I turned my lips to the hand that lay on my shoulder. I loved him very much, more than I could trust myself to say, more than words had power to express. "Ask something more," he said presently. "It is my delight to be entreated and to yield." I was again ready with my request. "Communicate your intentions to Mrs. Fairfax, sir. She saw me with you last night in the hall, and she was shocked. Give her some explanation before I see her again. It pains me to be misjudged by so good a woman." "Go to your room and put on your bonnet," he replied. "I mean you to accompany me to Millcote this morning, and while you prepare for the drive, I will enlighten the old lady's understanding. Did she think, Janet, you had given the world for love, and considered it well lost?"
"I believe she thought I had forgotten my station, and yours, sir."
"Station! Station! Your station is in my heart, and on the necks of those who would insult you, now or hereafter. Go."